You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, howdy. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm going to have to apologize early. I'm supposed to sip a lot of fluids. All right, I got to take in a lot of fluids. For some reason, I had some real, real bad diarrhea. I wish it was something more exotic than that, but I don't want to lie. It's got to be some bad chocolate. One of my favorite types of chocolate, is the, I don't want to call it the cheap chocolate, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Like kind of like the Christmas chocolate that's in the foil that you could get really cheap, like a dollar a bag. Well, I think one of our patients, brought us some because of chocolate. I'm there. And I got a little sick. Now, I still have half a bag left, which I'll save for tomorrow. But I just have to kind of, you know, get my fluids in. I got some fruit punch. So I'm drinking fruit punch. No alcohol in it. No, no, I don't drink alcohol, especially while I'm on the show. But so I got my fruit punch. I'm pretty happy girl. Pretty happy girl. But I got to sip my fluids. And we'll see how it goes. See, the problem with diarrhea, I don't mind diarrhea itself if I'm home by a bathroom. But the problem is you know how you kind of get bloated with gas? And I keep telling everybody you got to get the gas out. You know, if you have diarrhea, you could have an accident. You know, so you don't trust the cause and effect. So you effects of your actions. So my recommendation is if you ever have diarrhea, just be by a toilet. Don't try to go out into the real world because if you have gas, you really can't do anything about it. You better hold it in. Otherwise, you can mess yourself. All right. That's in gastroenterology news. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, it's true. You got to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, another thing you could actually do is bring an extra pair of boxers or some extra shorts because if it does happen, you can still work. But I honestly, you know, people that have chronic diarrhea, you know, that have celiac disease or colitis, I really feel bad for you guys. I don't know how you do it because, I mean, for me, I am just literally, I actually have a little porta potty, little bedside commode here next to the show. Now, I'm hoping I could just close a curtain so Donovan doesn't have to see and I could just use it during break, but the breaks aren't long enough. All right, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. A lot to talk about. There was a rugby player in England who, I believe, sustained a stroke. And when he woke up, he was gay. And we're going to talk about that. It's kind of interesting. You know, can somebody go from straight to gay after having a stroke? Interesting stuff. Also, they have found that they could cause monkeys to lose weight by giving them this injectable medication. And that's kind of cool stuff because a lot of us want to lose weight. We got some autism news. We have actually a lot of cool stuff to talk about. I am having computer problems, so I'm going to have to do this all by memory. Oh, that's kind of tough. That's kind of tough if I have to do this all by memory because that means I need to know myself. I can't read it. You know, if you all thought I was doing this show all by memory, I do talk a lot, but I still have to look some of this stuff up, especially when we talk about amygdalas, right, and hippocampi. Those things are kind of tough. Also, looks like there's been another unnailing of the coffin when it comes to the Affordable Health Care Act. Looks like another court overruled a request for an appeal that the health care law is unconstitutional. So we're just going to have to talk about that and, you know, how we're going to have to brace ourselves for this because, you know, whether Obamacare gets overturned or not, I mean, we have such a horrible crisis with our medical system right now that even if Obamacare gets overturned, we need to figure out something before government decides to throw in a public option. All right. Now, already today, they've been talking about a Christmas tree tax. Did you guys hear about the Christmas tree tax? All right. I'm going, what? Now, I'm Jewish, but I love Christmas trees. All right. I mean, I just love Christmas trees and I don't want Christmas trees. I'm like, why are you taxing Christmas? What did Christmas do? Well, anyway, I guess the White House decided to change their mind at the last minute, saying, no, we do not want to impose a tax on Christmas trees. And I'm like, really, guys, what was that about? Well, they say they're claiming that this whole Christmas tree tax was supposed to be a kind of like a got milk campaign where the milk industry, remember the milk industry did that whole got milk campaign so people can start drinking milk? I never really liked that got milk. I think, you know, some of the commercials were disgusting. Well, with this whole Christmas tree tax, I believe they wanted to tax the suppliers. I got to find out more of the details here. I just had it, my computer went down. If I can understand correctly, Washington is claiming the actual suppliers of Christmas trees wanted this to happen because they said it was a campaign to get people to buy non-foreign Christmas trees or domestic Christmas trees. Because foreigners would be, or getting your Christmas trees. Boy, I'm really messing up this story, aren't I? Anyway, the truth of the matter is, and I am so mad. I hate my computer. I hate it. I got a smartphone, but my smartphone is dumber than my computer, and I'm really dumb without my computer. But anyway, from what I understand is the Obama administration said, no, we're going to nix the idea. No Christmas tree tax. I mean, it's going to be 15 cents per tree, but still, come on, it's Christmas. You know, I mean, if you want somebody to pay taxes, one up to 30% of Americans is not paying taxes. Okay, why the Christmas tree? What did the Christmas tree do? Now, all the Christmas tree did is stand there and have presents and hold cookies out for Santa. You know, I mean, why don't we, you know, can we get some of the people that are, you know, sitting here in our country using up our services? Why can't we get them to pay for, what are you going to do? All right, so, we're coming up on break. Man, see, I shouldn't have talked about the diarrhea. Really quickly, you know how Andy Rooney, right, 60 Minutes anchor, had died just recently? Well, one of Andy Rooney's oldest friends and roommates dropped dead at his memorial service. Yeah, this news just in. Apparently, oh, my gosh. Bob Ruthman, who studied at Colgate University with Mr. Rooney in the 1940s and was his roommate, apparently was at the event. He was in a wheelchair, and then he suffered a heart attack, and he unfortunately died. You know, I think it's crazy when you hear best friends or you hear couples or you hear twins, you know, leave Earth together. You know, you just kind of wonder if, you know, Andy Rooney was up there going, you know what, this is boring. You got to come up here with me. And he's like, fine. Wow, crazy stuff. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, and I gotta get my computer working. This blows.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 9th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,796.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,840.90, $920.45 for a half ounce, or $460.22 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,840.90, $920.45, and $460.22.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Plan Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, your email is at drdolly.com. And thank you, by the way. Yes, I am feeling a little bit better. See, you guys listen. I don't know why you're so shy and you don't call the show, but I'll take your emails anyway. So thank you. Thank you. Yes, I do feel better. I got my fruit punch. I'm taking in my fluids, and I haven't had to run to the bathroom yet. If so, if you start to hear some music, then you know I had to run to the bathroom. And of course, please follow me on Twitter. Thank you for all the follows, and follow me on Facebook so I could give you up-to-date medical information. Now, this is a very sad, chilling story. There's a boy, an 18-year-old student, who was accused of posing as a girl on Facebook, tricking at least 31 male classmates into sending him naked photos of themselves and then blackmails them for sex acts. This is frightening. These are kids that go to, this is at Waukesha County, New Berlin, Eisenhower High School in New Berlin. This is basically about 15 miles west of Milwaukee. Apparently, this kid, Anthony Stancy, or Stancil, is charged with 5 counts of sexual or child enticement, 2 counts of second-degree sexual assault of a child, 2 counts of third-degree sexual assault, possession of child pornography, repeated sexual assault of the same child, and making a bomb threat. I'm like, how do these kids, I mean, what? show some devious behavior when they were younger. All right, so the boys reported, the victims reported that what had happened is the Stancil guy allegedly contacted these kids through Facebook pretending to be a girl named Kayla or Emily. All right. Then the boys reported they were tricked into sending some nude photos or videos of themselves. 31 victims, they say, were identified and interviewed, and more than half said the girl with whom they thought they were communicating tried to get them to meet with a male friend to let him perform sex acts on them. They were told that if they did it, she would send the nude photos or movies to their friends and post them on the internet. So that's how the boys met up with this guy to have sex with them. Seven boys were identified in the complaint as their initials. Let me see. Stancil took photos with his cell phone of the encounters. Officers found about 300 nude images of juvenile males. This guy is sick. Prosecutors said the victims were as young as 15. Okay, parents, all right, if your kids are on Facebook, honestly, I think you should have the passwords to their Facebook account. I know in the olden days we all had diaries and our parents were supposed to look at them. My mom did. My mom took off the lock. There was no way. I just didn't have a diary. But, you know, she wanted to, you know, see what was going on in my life. You know, my parents were kind of like that, kind of controlling. But, you know, maybe she wasn't that far off in terms of, you know, I mean, nowadays with Facebook, you need to know what your kids are doing. You need to know who is accosting your child. And you need to tell your child you do not, especially if you're 15 years old and barely finished puberty, you should not be sending naked pictures of yourself. If a girl on the internet is trying to entice you, you do not send naked pictures. I mean, that's not how you're going to get lucky. What, she's going to look at you and then decide she's going to sleep with you? What are these boys thinking? I mean, this is such a shame. You know, they were tricked. And, you know, I hate to think that a 15-year-old boy's mind is that easy to manipulate. But, you know, parents, see if your kids are that stupid. I feel so bad for these kids. I mean, how they could send pictures of themselves and then, because, you know, once that happens, people blackmail you. And this isn't that uncommon. People are sending pictures of themselves all the time. I hear about this with kids, almost like an induction to a group. Everybody has to show each other their boobies or something. Why are you doing that? Don't do that, then somebody could use it against you. A photo lasts a lifetime, especially now with digital. Okay, I mean, I can understand if you were in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you could take a photo of yourself and hopefully it would disintegrate by now. But no, not with the internet, not with our digital age. You know, everyone's like, well, no one's going to see the picture. No one's going to, now, you know, you hear this with, you know, these Hollywood stars. Oh, I just sent the picture to my boyfriend, or I just sent, you know, I mean, I'm sure some of these people knew what they were doing. I mean, if you're going to take a picture of yourself nude, know that it's going to probably be in the hands or on the computers of millions of people one day. All right. I, you know, it's very hard to get rid of something on the internet. It's very difficult. You know, and every day I check the internet to see if there's any pictures of me. Well, I never let anybody take pictures of me, ever, ever. I had my turtlenecks. I wore jeans that, you know, went all the way down to my ankles. I mean, I was pretty well dressed. I was very, very coy, and I just didn't really want, I don't know, I really didn't have a lot of pride in my figure. So I never took a picture. Yet I remember my friends, they love the way they look. So yeah, you know, they, and I'm like, really, really, somebody could get a hold of that. But what's really, really frightening about this is these kids were manipulated into having sex with a man. I mean, it's just absolutely horrifying. And if this kid, is charged and found guilty, I hope he fries. I mean, that, I know he's 18 years old, but how can he be rehabilitated? You want somebody like this out in society? I mean, if he's doing this to kids and he's only 18, I'm just absolutely at wit's end. You know, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. I've been following what's been going on with Paterno and what's been going on with the Penn State scandal. For those of you that have been kind of following the story, Jerry Sandusky was charged with molesting 8 boys in 15 years at allegedly at the Penn State football complex. And what had happened was a graduate assistant, Mike McQuarrie, came to Paterno. Now, Joe Paterno, the Penn State football coach, famous. I mean, I don't know how many games, over 400, I mean, wins. I mean, you know, he's an amazing coach. Apparently, a graduate assistant came up to him in 2002, reported seeing Sandusky in the Penn State showers with a 10-year-old boy. Paterno goes and notifies the vice president, Gary Schultz, as well as the athletic director, Tim Curley. But he never reported the incident to the authorities. So, you know, he decided to resign. A very emotional resignation. He's 84 years old, and, you know, he felt bad that, you know, he said, he wished he could have done more. But, you know, what's interesting about this is, I know a lot of people that are outraged that he didn't go to the authorities, and, you know, then you have a lot of people that are very passionately showing their support to him. You know, I, as a doctor, we're kind of trained, you know, to deal with the police. So it's, you know, a lot of us doctors, it's just common knowledge you go to the police. But to many others, it isn't. You know, I know a lot of people probably thought that the knee-jerk reflex should have been going to the police, but many knee-jerk reflexes would be to do exactly what Paterno did. He went to the athletic director, he went to the vice president, and he probably thought they would handle the situation. You see, here in the medical field, if we suspect abuse, yeah, we talk to the police. I mean, when I did ER, we talked to the police all the time. Somebody got shot, the police came in. So it's just kind of second nature to us. If there's an issue, we talk to the police. We don't have an issue with that. But to a lot of people that don't work with the authorities, there seems to be a kind of a wall and an obstacle. And, you know, many people go, well, wait, so what do? You call 911 and you say, hi, I saw something, or, you know, so I mean, even though I agree he should have gone to the authorities, you know, somebody sodomizing a 10-year-old boy, yes, I'm not shocked by his actions, because many people think, all right, you know, people in administration will then go and you know, go through the proper courses, you know, and notify the authorities. But, you know, watch this case closely, because we all as Americans do have a responsibility, all right? We are all responsible to notify the police if we see a crime. All right, you know, being quiet and hoping your administrator is going to do the right thing can still come back to haunt you. You know, what happened at Penn State was horrible, horrifying. I hate to hear of these cases that involve kids. I mean, it just, it sends chills up my spine. But I understand why Paterno went to his superiors. It's just, you know, now in today's society, you're just as responsible to go to the police yourself. You need to say something. If not, people are going to find fault with you. People are going to think it's a tough case. And like I said, you know, many of us were very comfortable with calling the authorities, et cetera. You know, how do you individually, if you're a part of an administration, go and call, you know, and we also don't know. I mean, if the vice president told Paterno, we're going to handle it, thank you for telling us, he might have thought he did the right thing. He did what he was supposed to. So, you know, watch this closely, because it looks like we're kind of responsible to go to the police. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
She sounds like she has asthma, doesn't she, in the song? All right, here we are. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We got Donovan working the dials here at Genesis Communications Network. Thank you all for tuning in. Everybody that's been listening on KDWN and XM Satellite and WGGH and WSRT and KBOZ. I want to name all my affiliates, but thank you all for tuning in and being such faithful listeners. Okay, so, all right, so President Obama's health care law overcame a major legal hurdle where an appeals court upheld the law's constitutionality. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia upheld the lower court's ruling that found Congress did not overstep its authority in requiring people to have insurance or pay a penalty, which, of course, is going to take place in 2014. Apparently, the appeal was brought up by Pat Robertson's legal group, the American Center for Law and Justice, religious group. The group the group had claimed that the insurance mandate is unconstitutional, A, because it forces Americans to buy products, right, which we've been talking about on the show, and then B, it violates the religious freedom of those who choose not to have insurance because they rely on God to protect them from harm. Now, even though the court upheld this, it still has to, go in front of the Supreme Court. Here's my thing. I don't want us as Americans just, sit around and do nothing. I know a lot of us have high hopes that the Supreme Court will overturn this. And if the Supreme Court doesn't overturn this, that hopefully the next president, if he's Republican, will overturn it. Okay, well that's nice, fine, and dandy. But I think we need to be maybe a little bit more proactive. Okay, because this problem will not go away. We've talked about if they repeal Obamacare, we still have an issue of having promised health care to millions of people. They now say 48 million people, Americans, do not have health care or health insurance. And I think they should have access to health care. I know there's been a lot of controversy. Is it a right? I mean, honestly, I hate to see people uninsured not getting health care. So, I want them to have access. I was under the impression many of these people already had access with Medicaid. I mean, isn't that what we're being taxed for? Isn't that what we've been paying for? Medicaid. I mean, when I hear that a child doesn't have insurance, I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, in my state, children are supposed to fall under Medicaid. What's going on here? So I'm a little confused. And then I'm also sickened by the thought that a third of people that have health insurance don't use it. So, there's obviously some huge disparities. But my prediction, whether they go back and forth with the Obamacare health care law and repealing it and then reinstating it the next administration, or coming up with the public option, which I think is going to come back again, what's going to happen is we're going to have a two-tiered system. All right. Everybody's going to have some sort of health care. We are going to probably move to a society such that there's going to be health care for everybody. But the health care system that's going to be in place is going to be bare bottom, penicillin, maybe a physical, a couple doctor visits a quarter or a year. It's going to be a bare bottom type of insurance plan. There's no other way to do it because there's not enough money. I mean, if you're trying to get everybody on health insurance and you're trying to do it cheaply, it's going to have to be a very, very bare-bottom system, which means those of us that are kind of really looking forward to getting our kidney transplant or getting our knee replaced or having some stem cell therapy or get a stem cell transplant if we have leukemia, we're going to probably have to come out of pocket or pay for a very, very expensive health insurance policy, because we've known with so many advancements now in medicine, there's some really fancy schmancy stuff, and these things are very, very expensive, which is why we have a problem with our healthcare system today. Insurance companies are paying for many of these people's very fancy schmancy medical care, and they don't have enough healthy people putting money into the system. Now, either America will tax the heck out of us. I don't know how much. Are they going to have to do a 20% flat tax? I don't know what they're going to have to do. But either America's going to have to tax the heck out of us to be able to afford the bare bottom, or this bare bottom health insurance is going to become more bare bottom as we go. We've already talked about doctors. Many doctors don't like taking Medicare. Many don't like taking Medicaid. So we're probably going to have a system which doesn't have a lot of doctors, but probably is going to be run by physician assistants and nurse practitioners. I think everyone I've met is phenomenal. But we're probably going to see this two-tier system where the doctors that want to get reimbursed well and not have the government sniffing up their skirt, they're going to probably then opt for the expensive plan. And this plan is going to be really expensive. This is my prediction. All right. It's not going to be $1,000, $1,500 a month. I mean, we are going to be talking about a very, very expensive plan, because keep in mind, these advancements in medicine are still coming. Now, I was talking about yesterday on one of the hours of the show, but it wasn't this one, so I don't think I'm repeating myself, how the life expectancy, I predict, especially for men, is going to easily go up into the 80s within the next 5 to 10 years. If you know, like Andy Rooney died at age 92. We're seeing more and more men, make it to their 80s, maybe even their 90s. Now, of course, life expectancy gets pulled down when you have people that have heart attacks or cancer and strokes, car accidents, etc. You know, teenagers getting killed in car accidents brings the life expectancy numbers down. It all does. But, you know, if we start to get a, if we start to prevent heart attacks even more, like we've been doing, prevent stroke, we're gonna start seeing that life expectancy go up. And, you know, 80-year-olds, many people in their 80s and 90s, a lot of times they need new joints. Many of them have had surgeries. Many of them have had cardiac stents. So as we're aging and as we're increasing our life expectancy, and good for us, I mean, you know, thank God we're doing it, it's going to be costly. I mean, this is just matter of the fact. These are the bare bone facts about how our system is. We're going to have more people that are older that are going to need certain things to kind of keep them walking and moving and doing what they're doing. And that's great. It's great we've been able to achieve that, but it's going to cost. It's going to cost a lot. So, like I said, there's going to be two tiers, a bare bottom, minimum, probably, you know, very similar to some of the, you know, horror cases we hear in other. Well, here's an example. I've been watching what's going on in England very, very closely, very closely. And there's what here's, I mean, every day there's somebody, you know, complaining about the NHS system over there across the pond. And this one lady, Joan Hampson, 78 years old, was apparently referred by her primary care to the hospital because she was suffering chronic diarrhea. She had lost weight. She had abdominal bloating. Well, they wouldn't scan her. All right. She and the family think they wouldn't scan her because of cost. So weeks go by. Finally, she gets an ultrasound, and then they notice a tumor. Well, the tumor had grown so fast, there's not much they could do. Chemotherapy's not working. So now they're just doing palliative treatment, and she believes she's going to die. And you hear these stories all the time that the scan wasn't done. The scan wasn't ordered. Well, of course not. It's expensive. I mean, if there's a government, you know, healthcare, of course, everyone's going to want the scan. Who gets it? Who gets the scan? Well, apparently she didn't. Why? Was it because she was 78? Is it because she was, why didn't she get the scan? I don't know. I don't know. Eight weeks, too long as far as I'm concerned. Now, I get patients all the time, foreign patients. We had a couple from Canada. I mean, we got her in that day for an MRI. I mean, she was like, wow, that's amazing. But yes, it cost. I mean, it costs money. I mean, her insurance probably wasn't happy with me, wasn't happy at all. So what I think we should do is not sit here and twiddle our thumbs, putting all our hopes on the Supreme Court or all our hopes on the next administration. All right. I think we as Americans need to figure out something in our private sector where we could come up with another insurance. I mean, it's a shame that no other insurance company has been able to step forward saying, look, I could do this. I can insure you guys for cheaper. I got it. We're not going to have to go the way it's going, but they haven't been able to. I don't think any insurance company can insure people cheaply, $200-$300 a month. I don't think they can. But I mean, we better put our minds together. We're hoping Washington figures this out. Why? Why are we putting all our hopes on Washington? We're going to have to figure something out. If not, either we're going to have to be very, very wealthy, or we're going to be waiting weeks to get an ultrasound and not a scan. I don't want that. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Your tweets, follow us on Facebook. Don't forget to sign up for a cruise. We're still booking for that. All right, I want to talk about this guy, rugby player in Great Britain, who apparently had a freak accident while training. And he ends up suffering a stroke. Okay? He was pretty burly, had a fiance, they say. And then he ends up regaining consciousness, and when he wakes up, he says he's gay. And he ends up, he loses a lot of weight, and he decides to become a hairdresser. Now, people have been talking about this all day long, going, well, how does this happen? You know, I mean, do you get a stroke and you wake up gay? You know, how does a stroke make you gay? I was interviewed on Andy Dean's show, American Now with Andy Dean, Premier Networks. He's king of content, great guy. And, you know, he asked me about this, and I'm like, well, here's the thing. All right, when I was in medical school, we were taught that 1 in 8 men are homosexual. We're talking 12% of the population. 1 in 8 men are homosexual. Now, if we were going to divide these men as children, okay, or teenagers into categories, you'd have the ones that have always known, the family always knows, these kids, you know, they're kind of flamboyant, they're very happy, they're very proud of who they are, they just know, never really thought of even hiding who they are, and, you know, pretty emotionally stable, and, you know, they just go on and they just follow the pattern that they believe they were destined for. Then you have another group where, as they're teenagers, they start to kind of question their sexuality, because that's usually when the sexual hormones come into play. And, you know, they think about it and they experiment and they're like, I think I'm gay. And then they have to decide to come out and, you know, talk to the family. And sometimes it's a shock to the family. Sometimes it's not. So that's kind of the second group. And then you have the third group who subconsciously represses any thought, and they just believe they're straight. And whether they consciously realize they're suppressing these thoughts or not, I think there's a lot of unconscious and subconscious suppression, and they live a life they believe they want to live, and they live heterosexual life, and they never come out. And, you know, sometimes it could manifest in certain psychological issues. Sometimes it doesn't. And so you have that group. I'm wondering if this gentleman was in that group. All right, because, you know, they've done studies on, they've done studies on if homosexuality or heterosexuality or your sexual preference is environmental or does it occur in the womb. And they found that there are definite changes in the brain. This was, I think, back in 2008 of you know, people that have certain preferences. For example, they noticed that gay men's brains were very similar to heterosexual women, and homosexual women's brains, lesbians, were very similar to heterosexual men. So they said this is proof that it's not environmental. These people know what they want from the beginning, you know. So people thinking, oh, it's because they let them, you know, play with the sister's toys. No, you know, I mean, that's how you're born. That's how, you know, you want to be, and that's the way it is. But when you hear something like this, where something happens, there's some brain trauma, and somebody changes sexual preference, I think it just woke up what he always had since birth. So I don't think a stroke changes somebody to being gay. I really don't. I think a scientist would be hard pressed to prove that. And he's happy. You look at the pictures, he's happy. You know, he moved in with his boyfriend, he's doing hair, happy guy. But I really believe it's very biologic, and it's determined at birth. And, you know, like I said, you just have those that know it, those that aren't sure and discover themselves, and then those that don't want to know it. And the mind is a very, very powerful thing. There are many things that you could just kind of keep inside. Now, I get asked all the time, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I have dreams where I'm having sex with my boss and it's same-sex sex. I'm not gay. What's going on here? Well, just because you have dreams doesn't mean you have the inherent, predisposition to be gay. I mean, people have dreams all the time. You know, I mean, whatever you think about, you could see a movie. I mean, when I saw the movie Arachnophobia and there was a spider running around, I mean, I had dreams about spiders for weeks, even though though I tried not to think about it. I mean, you know, you think of things, you hear of things, it happens. Like Glee was on the other night. I love Glee. It was great. I think Rachel decides to lose her virginity, and Kurt, the gay boy, decides to lose his virginity. So if your kids are watching Glee, you know, or you had it on the background and you might not have been watching it, yeah, you could have a dream about it. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that if you get a stroke, you're going to turn gay because, you know, you have something in your brain telling you. But on the flip side, too, I really recommend everybody be very, very, you know, truthful with their thoughts. And when you, you know, reflect and on what, you know, people will lie to themselves. You don't lie to yourself. You need to be very honest about yourself. And I've talked to ladies about this, for example, when women come in having lost a sex drive and they don't want to sleep with their husbands. You know, I go, okay, you need to internally reflect. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to admit it to me. You don't have to admit it to your husband. But are you aroused by, if you see Brad Pitt or if you see Hugh Jackman or Viggo Mortensen? All right? You don't have to answer the question. But if you are, then you probably have a healthy, you probably still have a healthy sex drive. It just, you don't want to have sex with your husband. I mean, you know, people need to, you know, call it like it is. And many people don't want to think about those types of things. They want to blame it on something else. And the suppression of the mind is a very powerful thing. I mean, you could suppress any thought. You know, I mean, I didn't really realize how powerful it was until my father had died. And I was very, very busy. I was managing a practice. I had two young kids. My grandmother had just died, and we had to pay for a funeral, and that emptied out our bank account. And, of course, my father had no life insurance. There was debt. We had to figure out how to take care of my mom. Lots was going on, and we had to ship his body to where I live so we could bury him here. And you know, a lot was going on, and I was able to busy myself with all the issues, you know, with the funeral and dealing with the affairs, and I really didn't mourn at the time. I thought I did, but I kept myself busy. And I didn't realize I was keeping myself busy. I just was. I was busy. And then a couple years later, I have a dream. And, of course, it included my dad in it. And I wake up and I just start bawling. I mean, we're talking years later. And I'm like, really? Did I suppress memories? I mean, did I, what's going on here? Because I don't like to suppress. I like to think everything through. I like to talk it through. That's why you all hear all my personal crap. I think it's healthy. In fact, this is more therapy for me than it is for you guys, right? I talk about my bowels. I talk about my dead dad. Yeah, that's the Dr. Dolly show in a nutshell. But I didn't realize how powerful that was. Here I am crying like my family members were at his funeral years later. And I'm like, what? What's going on here? I should have done all my crying. No. I must have been suppressing like crazy, and I didn't know it. So you need to be truthful with yourself. You need to be truthful with some of the feelings you have. And, you know, don't be fearful. You know, there's been many studies saying, well, you know, it's very normal for heterosexual people to have homosexual thoughts. And I know to many heterosexuals that scares them. But, you know, maybe if you have such a fear of that, you're going to then internalize and start having more of them. Maybe you just need to deal with it and go, all right, I had a dream about it. Maybe I did think, you know, he was kind of sexy. He did look good in those jeans. All right, no big deal. Move on. You know, I mean, if you've chosen you want to live a heterosexual life, and you're happy with that life, well, then great. You know, I don't like it when somebody is forcing themselves to be in a life and they're miserable. They're making the spouse miserable. They're making the kids miserable. But, you know, if you've been having dreams, maybe you're a little confused, but you're happy with your life. You know, I mean, make sure you don't suppress your thoughts. Make sure you think them through. And if you have trouble thinking through them, see a psychologist. But just don't have a stroke, okay? That's not healthy. All right, if this is your stop, you all be safe. Have a great rest of the day. If not, we got a lot more on the Dr. Dolly Show coming up. Please stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.